You're listening to Tamei V'Chaserah with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Erevin, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Very exciting. Welcome to all the new participants of the Chabura and those who are going to be here in person and those who are listening over the recording. We are at the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, where the last line. So just to catch up, we don't really need to know too much. So if you're just joining with Gimel Amud Beis, we're not going to be too lost. The sugya we were just discussing is that we know that a sukkah and a mavoi, right? A mavoi is an alleyway, and really we're talking about the beam over the alleyway. That there's a derabanan that we need a beam at the top of this alleyway to allow you to carry in it. Really, midaraisa, you're allowed to carry in this mavoi, but the chazal were concerned that you mix it up with a Rosh Hasharabim, which you're certainly not allowed to carry in. So they said that in order to allow us to carry in this mavoi, you need there are a few different options, but one of them is having a korah, which is a horizontal cross beam at the entranceway, and that's going to allow us to carry in it. Now, there are obviously halachas about this. One of them is that it has to be, it can't be more than 20 amos. And similarly, we have the halacha, famous halacha in sukkah coming up. Already people are building the sukkah, shul sukkah is built, that a sukkah cannot be over 20 amos. Right at the beginning of sukkah, we learned that. Now, the question that the Gemara was dealing with is, what if it's partially in, if the beam, the korah of the mavoi, is partially within 20 amos and partially above 20 amos, it's partially under, partially above, or if there's a lot of schach, and therefore some of the schach is within 20 amos and some of it is about 20 amos. What's the halacha over there? And the Gemara spent about a third of the Amud in a back and forth of different possibilities. And the Gemara says, okay, so we had a nice lumdish discussion, but my haviyala in the last line. What's the deal with it? What's the halacha lamaisa? And of course, Rabba Barav, Ula Amar, Zeveze Pasol. Rabba Baravula says both are pasul, but Rava Amar Zeveze Kasher. But Rava says both are kasher. So that's how we seem to conclude. We'll elaborate in a moment, right? So in the Gemara previously we were discussing, you know, maybe it's kasher by an Erev or pasul by Sukkah or vice versa. And now we have two opinions. One says that both are pasul if the schach or the korah, the horizontal beam, are partially under 20 amos, partially above 20 amos, it's puzzle. But Rava says it's Zevizah Kasher. And now we flip to side B. Chalal, and this is Rava's elaboration or explanation. Chalal Sukkah Tanan. Chalal Mavoi Tanan. Meaning, the Mishnah is talking about the Chalal Sukkah, the airspace of the Sukkah, and similarly, Chalal Mavoi Tanan. The Mishnah is teaching the halal of the mavoi, the airspace of the mavoi, meaning that as long as you have the maximum kosher height for a sukkah is of 20 amma airspace, meaning if we're only machshiv the airspace that extends over 20 amos. So it's that would be fine, and similarly with the mavoi, right? That's what as the Mishnah says over here. Let's elaborate. See Rashi, top Rashi, Esrim Amos Shuzkru Bein B'Mavoi Bein B'Sukkah Achlala Kaimi. Right, when it talks about the 20 Amos, it's talking about the airspace. That's obviously what it is, right? That's what we're talking about. From you're within the Sukkah, 20 Amos. More than 20 Amos is a problem. Amar Li Rav Papa L'Rava. Rav Papa said to Rava, Tanya, we learned in a brayse to Messiah Lach. That's in support of what you said, your opinion, that Zev is a kosher if the schach or korah is partially within 20 amos, partially above. Mavoi shehu, right, here's the brayse. Mavoi shehu gavoa me esrim ama, yosir me pischo shel heichal yemait. We quoted this earlier. What the brayse said earlier on Daf Beis is that if the mavoi is higher than 20 amos, you have to lower it, and it compares it like meaning what's higher than 20 amos? More than the Pesach, the doorway of the Heichal, right? The Heichal was of the Beis Hamikdash, so the sanctuary in which the menorah and the shulchan and the mizbeach Hazahav were kept, that space is called the Heichal. And the Brisa says that if it's over 20 amos, you know, like it's bigger than the Heichal, so you have to make it smaller. And then here's what Rav Papa's proof. The Heichal gufo chalalo esrim. And the Heichal itself, its airspace is 20 amos. So this is basically supporting it, right? Because right when we're talking about, oh, well, it can't be over 20 amos, but if we're comparing it to the Heichal, so it wasn't the height of the Heichal itself with, you know, all its decorations and all that. We're saying that the Heichal itself, the airspace of the Heichal is 20 amos. Similarly, when we are talking about the Mavoi, when we're talking about the Sukkah, we're talking about the Chalal, the airspace of it. That's what can't be over 20 amos, but if there's Schach, that's, or the thickness of the Korah, it goes over 20 amos, that would not be a problem. Esve, Rav Shimi bar Rav Ashi, the Rav Papa. However, Rav Shimi bar Rav Ashi challenged Rav Papa's defense of Rava with the following brisa, which would seem to say, not like Rava, that it's not just about airspace. What's the brisa? Ketzad. So the brisa asks, how do you do this? How do you make this? Make the korah? Ketzad haya osam. Ketzad haya osa. Maniach korah. So what you do is you place a beam misvas esrim ulamata from the edge of 20 amos and lower. Right. So what it sounds like it's saying is that it has to be from the edge of 20 and lower. However, it can't be higher than that. If the beam, the thickness of the beam will be higher than 20 amos, it says the edge of 20 amos and lower. If it's higher, then that's a problem. So it sounds like we're not talking about airspace. If it's partially within 20 amos, but partially above, that partially above constitutes a psul, and you would have to lower it. So the Gemara says, Ema. I'm going to say, let's say, ulamala. Let's say, I mean, not ulamata, ulamala. That was an easy fix, right? I originally thought that this was maybe like, is it like correcting the girsa of this brisa? But I don't think that's what it is, and we'll see in a moment. Right? So maybe it means ulamala. That, yeah, where do you place it? You place it at the edge of 20 amos, and it could also go over a little bit. So the Gemara says, vahalamata ktani, but it says lamata. Gemara says, I caught you. Nice try. You're trying to pull a fast one, but the Brisa says, and lower. So, no. The Gemara says, ha kamash malon, this is coming to teach you something else. Dilamata kilamala. That below sounds like is like above, and we'll explain what that means in a moment. Ma lemala chalala esrim aflamata chalala asara. Just like above, meaning the above maximum, which is 20 amos, so it's a halal of 20, airspace of 20 amos. Aflamata, so too for lower, meaning the minimum height, with the minimum height of a mavoi as well as a sukkah, is 10 tfachim. So aflamala halala asara, that the airspace, so meaning if it's a 10 tefach height, but let's say the beam is low and goes and within the 10 tfachim, now the airspace is like 8 or 9 tefachim because of the thickness of the beam. So we need a halal of 10 tefachim. So going back to just to read those lines again, to how we understand this brisa, what it's saying is not correct it and say like, it means to say lamata lamala, but it's saying, look, it's supposed to go lamata, and even if it goes lamala, like ema ulamala, maybe even if it goes above, it's fine. So the way you read it is that, but it says lamata. I think actually the best way to take a look at the Rashi on the third line. Ha kamash malan, deshir shenasnu chacham lamata miyud tefachim achalal koi. That the shir that the chacham gave for below 10 tefachim is on the halal. Kishir shamru bechaf lamala, just like they said the 20 amma maximum is also halal. Vachi kamar masnisim, and this is how you should read that brisa, right? Maniach esakora misfas chaf. You should place the vertical beam at the edge of 20 amos, ulamala, and it can even go a little bit above that. It can go above that as long as the airspace is 10. V'chein limata, right? When the Brisa says Ulamata, this is what it means. It means v'chein lamata, and the same concept will apply to the minimum height. In bala soso namuch, if you come to make it very small, manicha misvas asara tvachim ulamala. And so also you have to make it from the edge of 10 tvachim and above, debepachos misara lohavi malvoi, because if it's less than 10, it goes into the airspace, so that's not considered a malvoi anymore. So that's what it means. When it says that it should be from the svas of the edge of 20 amos ulamata, it means from the svas of the edge of 20 amos, and you have a 20 amos airspace. And so too ulamata, when you talk about the minimum height, also you need, it's an airspace thing. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Abaye Mishmeder Rav Nachman. Abaye says in the name of Nachman, amos sukkah v'amos mavoi ba'ama bas shisha. Okay, so we have to give a little bit of a hakdama here. So we know that there's a measurement called an amma, but there's actually different ways to calculate the amma. Sometimes, or some say, or sometimes it'll be 5 tefachim, and sometimes it's 6 tefachim. So there's a 5 tefach amma and a 6 tefach amma. You know, we also have a dozen and a baker's dozen. You know, sometimes different names apply at different times. Could be, you know, when you're basing units on like body parts and people different sizes, could be that's part of how it ends up that way. We'll see at the bottom where we're talking about the tefach itself. The last line of the Gemara of this Amud, you see Sochakos v'halo atzavos, that there's something called laughing tvachim and sad tvachim, because right, what, like if whether it's like looser, or like a fist that's looser or more tight, and that's also going to be a discussion. So anyway, you have different measurements. Now the question is, the Amud that we're talking about, we've been talking about Amos, so are we talking about 5 tefach amos or 6 tefach amos? That's this discussion. And Rabbi is quoting Rav Nachman, who says that amos sukkah va'amos mavoi. When we talk about a sukkah, we talk about a mavoi. We mention amos ba'ama bas chamisha. It's a smaller type of amma, an amma that's only 5 tefachim. However, amos kiloyim ba'ama bas shisha. When we talk about kiloyim, so it's a 6 tefach amma, which is a larger amma. Kiloyim are of course species that have to be planted at a distance from each other, otherwise they're considered grafted, and that is an iser deraisa to have such to plant in such a way that they're going to be grafted produce, having planting grain or other vegetables in a vineyard or anything like that is going to be a problem, and you need to have a distance, and we use the unit of amma, so that's 6 ammas. So the question is, and what we're going to be dealing with for the rest of the Amud is that Rav Nachman's coming. Why does he say 5 and 6? Rashi elaborates this point in Amas Mavoi va'Amas Sukkah. He points out like halfway through the Rashi. He says, "Heichi matzim amar hani gedolos v'hani ketanos halotznan b'hushyura." How is Rav Nachman telling it? The mission doesn't say. The Mishnah doesn't say what type of amma it is. So how does Rav Nachman know that these are? Oh, well, sukkah and mavoi, it's a 5 tefach amma, and kiloyim, it's a 6 tefach amma. And Rashi says, and this has to be based on the flow of the Gemara that follows. Rav Nachman is just saying l'chumra that you're going to apply it l'chumra in a sukkah, by sukkah and by mavoi. It's going to be a chumra to say 5. A 5 tefach amma. And by kiloyim, it's going to be a chumra to say a 6 tefach. So just basically, Rav Nachman just applies, he's not saying this is what it is, he's saying we're always machmir. So when it makes sense to, when it's more machmir to use the 5 tefach amma, we'll do that, and when 6 tefach amma, we'll do that. And that's definitely going to be the flow of the rest of this amud. It's working under that assumption. And what the Gemara is going to do now, it's going to take a look at all 3 categories of halacha, mavoi, sukkah, and kilayim, and it's going to be a little bit challenging. But if you just basically get this framework for the rest of the amma, then it fits in very nicely, and it's very neat. So I'm just giving this hakdama for that purpose. So it's going to take a look at mavoi, sukkah, and kilayim, and it's going to say, okay, well, you tell me we use this. Rav Nachman said, it's quoted by Abaye, you use this type of measure by mavoi, and you say it's a chumrah. Hold on, don't we see? So, and it shows a few cases where it's a chumrah, but in this case, it's going to be a kula. and it's going to try to deal with that, and that's going to say Basukah. You said, right, these cases are, right, it's a Chumrah, it's the Chumrah, but hold on, isn't this case Kula Kula, and we're going to deal with that, and then my Kilaim as well. You said this was Chumrah, oh, what about this? This is a Kula, and then it deals with that. So that's really the flow, and then we're going to have to learn, you know, different, some more detailed cases, some we might be familiar with, some less so, but that's the basic framework for the rest of the element. So let's start. Amas mavei ba amah bas chamisha. So you said that a five tevach amah is what's used by mavoi, and the assumption of the Gemara, as elaborated by Rashi previously, is that it's a chumrah. So lemay hilchasa, what halacha is that relevant to legovo ulapirtsas mavoi? Well, to the height and to the a breach of a mavoi, right? There's a certain that right, there's a, if there's a certain breach and a gap in a mavoi, so that's going to be a problem. So what's this height? Well, this is a right, if there's a maximum height of 20 amos, what type of amos? He's saying we're using the smaller measure of amah, which gives you a smaller maximum, meaning less wiggle room, and therefore a chumrah. So, and similarly, if there's a breach in the mavoi, the halachas we're going to deal with later, as well, right? Rashi says over here it's beyud amos. And if we're talking about amos katanos, Rashi says be'eser amos katanos mifsel, so it's going to be puzzle even if it's 10 small amos. So that makes sense. But here's the question: v'ha'ika meshach mavoi ba'arba amos d'lekula. But hold on, what about the length or like the depth of the mavoi ba'arba amos? So this is going to be turn out to be lekula. So this is referring to a Gemara, I think a Daf Hey, right? Rashi says over here it's on Daf Hey that there is a Daf Hey Amud Aleph. We're going to deal with this, that the length of the mavoi, how deep, how far does the mavoi have to be? So in order to be considered a normal mavoi, that all our tricks like a korah and a lechi, the vertical beam, the cross beam, how do these help, right? The side posts and the cross beams, how do they help? So if it's a mavoi of 4 amos, but if it's a mavoi of less than 4 amos, it's not such an easy fix. There's more work to be done, and that's the halakha we deal with on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. And if that's the case, but you're telling me that we use the smaller type of ama, so that's a big kula that helps us out, because now it's easier to get a 4 ama depth in the mavoi, and then right, because and that's what we want. We want it to be a dalet amos mavoi, because then we have these easy fixes to allow you to carry in it, and so if you have smaller amos, it's easier to get there. Ha! We found a kula. But you told me that the amos, right? Rabbi said in the name of Nachman that amos, but when it comes to mavoi, are 5. We found a kula, and there's going to be 2 responses. And for all 3 cases, right, we're going to have for mavoi, and as I said, sukkah and kilayim, we're going to have 2 answers, and they're going to be basically the same idea. V'ka meshach mavoi ba'arba amos de l'kula. Kima, no. Whom is it in accordance with? De amar ba'arba tfachim. And Rashi elaborates this over here, and we'll see it on Daf Hey. So, Mirtashem Yer Chazar, you can take a look at Rashi, as well as when we'll get to it later on Daf Hey, where it will be much more clear. Now, there's another opinion that not that the depth of the mavoi has to be for amos, but only has to be for tefachim. And if Rav Nachman holds like that shita, that it's for tefachim, so then there's no kula here. Meaning this kula is assuming you hold the dalet amos depth one, but if you hold the dalet tefachim depth one, then we're not talking about tefachim. It has nothing to do with this, and that's what we're going to do for the next 2 cases also. V'bay sema, and another possibility, barba amos. No, really, he holds like that shita. Back to the assumption of our question, he holds like that shita. He doesn't hold the arba tefachim one. He holds arba amos, and then it would seem to be a kula. So. But virov amos kamar, the majority of amos he was talking about, meaning that Rav Nachman always says it's luchumra, and even when you have the case of the kula, he's like, oh no, fine. So So when it comes to the depth of the mavoi, and we say 4 amos, but we mean 4-6 tefach amos. So, but he said before all the amos. All the amos by mavoi are 5 tefach amos. So you didn't mean all. You meant rov, the majority. Meaning whenever it's a chumrah. But But that's what he's saying. His shita is chumra through and through. And when he said all, but this case is cool, he meant the majority. But really, he holds the same thing, chumra. And these two basic answers to this question are going to be the same as we get to Sukkah. So now let's go back, or continue. Ama Sukkah ba'ama bas chamisha. So we said that the Am of a Sukkah, right, that we talk about, 20 Am, or is a five Tevach Amah. So l'may hilcha, so what halacha does that apply to? L'gova u'l'dofen akuma. It's to the height, right? When we say that your Sukkah can't be over 20 Amos, so that it's 20 Amos are smaller than you think, because we're talking about the small type of Amah. That's a stringency, because now my maximum is even shorter than I thought. And to the halacha of Dofen Akuma, you can see Rashi over here. You might be familiar with the sukkah, or at least the terminology. Dofen Akuma means literally a bent wall. What it means is that when you have a if there's a gap in schach that's more than three tefachim for lavud, then that's going to be a problem. However, if you have not a gap like a hole, but you have puzzle schach, like let's say a board over there. It's a trick called Dofen Akuma, right? The halacha that we have, that the board will be considered an extension of the wall, and we say, that's not a schach, that's not a ceiling, that's just a bent wall, and it's fine, and therefore the bent wall reaches the schach. There's no gap in the schach. See, that's a trick called Dofen Akuma, and Dofen Akuma. But there's a requirement that it be under four amos. So it has to be under four amos. So when it comes to Dofen Akuma, so under four amos. So over here, it's a chumrah that we use the smaller measure, the five amos. But you think you have a lot more rigor, but it's not true, because we use the five tefach amos over here, and therefore Dofen Akuma is not as easy to apply as you thought. So these are the two cases that are the chumrah, the height and the Dofen Akuma. Okay, that fits what Rav Nachman said. But what about the minimum width of the sukkah, which is four amos, and now it's a kula? Because we say now my minimum could be even smaller. We're going to assume for a moment that the minimum. Well, let's take a brisa. Let's not assume. Let's just take a brisa. The Tanya, we went to the brisa. Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says. Omer ani, I say kol sukkah she'in ba dalad amos psula. I hold, if you have a sukkah that's not as wide as 4x4 amos, it's puzzle. 4x4 amos is puzzle. And if you're telling me I could use a small amah for it, okay, so I could save a lot of money at Home Depot or wherever I get my sukkah, because I don't need I don't need 4x4 six tefach amos. Rav Nachman said I could use five tefach amos. So I have a kula now. But Rav Nachman said it's all the chumrah. So the same two answers that we saw before. One pshat. The first answer is Kirabanan. No, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. There's a Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda. Nasi. He doesn't hold like Rabbi. Kirabanan. Da amri afilo enam chazagas el rosh v'ruv v'shalchano. Even if the sukkah does not hold anything except a head. The majority of his body and his table, which the Gemara there says, and Rashi probably says it here too, 7x7 tefachim. That's the minimum width of a sukkah, right? And it has nothing to do with amos, right? So Rav Nachman's like rule about five tefach amos doesn't apply here, because we're talking about tefachim. He doesn't hold like the Rebbe who says 4x4 amos. He holds like the Rabbanon who say 7x7 tefachim, and therefore. Not a problem. No kula results from Rav Nachman holding five tefach amos. Be by Yisayman. If you want, I'll say another answer. The only Rebbe. No. Maybe he does hold like Rebbe. Aye, now, but there's a kula that comes out of 4x4 amos. The rov amos kamar. And no, he didn't mean that all amos mentioned by Sukkah are five tefach amos. He meant most. When we talk about the height, when we talk about Dofen Akuma, but when we talk about the 4x4 amma width of a sukkah, that Rav Nachman would say, no, that's a nice try. Don't save your money at Home Depot. That's a 6x6. That's a six tefach amma. And that's the same logic. And the final case, and this is going to be a drop harder if you're more familiar with sukkah than Maseches Kiloyim. Amas Kiloyim Ba'ama Bashisha, where he said that when it comes to Kiloyim, we use a six tefach Ama. So Lamai Hilchasa, why is, so what's the halacha that it's six tefach Ama is going to be a chumrah? So L'karachas HaKerem Uvelim Chol HaKerem, for the karachas, that literally means like karachas is bald. So like the balding of the vineyard or the clearing of the area of the vineyard, Vilim Chol HaKerem, and also of the best translation is probably like the it's not circumference, like perimeter of the kerem. Rashi says later on, what's a little bit challenging about this Gemara when you learn it is that it uses, like kind of with the Amaltera, it uses terms, and then like only halfway through the discussion does it start to define the terms and explain the cases for us. So I'm going to try to help using some of the later Rashi's to explain. So Mecholos, he said Mecholos is like a dance, like an outer dance. So that's the perimeter. What we're talking about here is that if you have a vineyard, you're not allowed to plant tvul, you're not allowed to plant grain, you're not allowed to plant vegetables in your vineyard, that would be considered kilayim. Now what if there is, so there's two different cases we're going to talk about, but if there's some cleared out space in the middle of the vineyard, there's no vines growing there, it's a clear out space in the middle of the vineyard, how big does that space have to be in order for me to be able to plant in that space? So that's when we're talking about karachas, the clearing of that space. The mechol is going to be, well, what if that's assuming the middle of the field. What if we're talking about like by the fence? So now the cleared space is like near the fence, that's going to be the mecholos, the mechol. And the question is, how big is that? Does that space need to be? Let's see. And over here, it's going to be the larger the space required, the more frustrating it is for me, because then I have less space to work with. So I want it to be smaller space. Therefore, so Rav Nachman's going to be the chumrah because he has a six tefacham over here. So the krach is a kerem and mechol kerem. Ditznai, if you learned in the Mishnah in Kilayim, karachas hakerem beishamai omrim esrim v'arba amos. Beishamai say that you need 24 square amos to be able to plant in order to be able to plant in some of the area. That's how big the clearing needs to be. You're not going to actually be able to plant in all that space, but you need that. That's how big the clearing needs to be. Beisil omrim sheishasrei amos, and Beisil says that it has to be 16 square amos. Umachol hakerem. Okay, so you know what? I'm just going to explain this. I'm just for the sake of time. I'm just going to say this Rashi outside. This is the large Rashi. How we get to these measurements. So let's start with Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says it has to be 24 amma space. How does he get that? So the thing is that we need the space to be considered a significant amount of space, and that it's considered like chashiv, and it can't be something that is going to be bottled to the major vineyard, because then I'm just planting grains or vegetables in a vineyard. So how much space does that take? And also, there's going to be four amos of, as Rashi explains, of like workspace, basically space that the cows and the plows come by on, and that's not going to count for because that's still part of the vineyard. So talking on each side of this cleared space, so you're gonna knock out already four amos on this side and four amos on this side, because what we're looking at is a vineyard, a cleared space, and a vineyard, right? That's because it's one massive vineyard, but there's a cleared space in it. Also, it's like a cleared space and vineyards on both sides of it. So in that cleared space, four amos on each side is really the workspace of the major vineyard. Okay, so now we have eight amos knocked out, and let's actually start with Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says that in order for the space we're trying to create our own field. We're trying to create what's considered a new field within a vineyard. right? This is a new grain field that I'm trying to create within a vineyard or a vegetable garden, right? Does that make sense? Like I'm trying to create, like, I'm trying to say this is not the vineyard. I'm not planting grains and vegetables in a vineyard. I'm creating a brand new vegetable garden. It has, or grain garden. It has nothing to do with this vineyard, but it needs to be a chashuv amount of space that the space isn't automatically batel to the right. So the four amos on each side, so the eight amos of workspace doesn't count. So, and the way we're going to look at it is it has to be eight amos on each side, because if it's less than eight amos, if it's it's Bishama says it's not considered chashiv, and it's going to be batel to the vineyard on that side. So Bishama says you need 24 amos, because there's next to one of these two vineyards that we're going to call it, there's four amos of workspace, and then 1 8 ama vegetable field, vegetable patch, and then another 8 ama vegetable patch, that's 16, and 4 amos, sorry, that's 8 and 8, and 16, and 4 amos on the other side, 24. Yeah, so we have 4 amos of workspace, and it's going to be viewed as two vegetable fields, because we're working with two vineyards on the other side, right? And I'll send a diagram to the group after. But so what we have now is we have 4 amos of workspace, 8 ama of one part of the garden patch, of the vegetable garden, 8 amas of the other, and then 4 amos on the other side. That's the workspace. So it's 4, 8, 8, 4. That's going to be 24. Beis Hillel says, no, you don't, in order for each thing doesn't need to be 8 amos, each thing could be 4 amos. That 4 amos is considered chashiv, therefore you need 4 amos of workspace, and then 4, and then like the garden, the vegetable garden could be 8 amos in all, 4 for each side, and then 4 more, and that brings us to 16. So, Beishamay omrim esrim v'arba amos, Beishil omrim shesh esrei amos, u'machol ha-kerem, and the machol of the kerem, which is on the perimeter, let's say this is all the way at the side, so Beishamay omrim shesh esrei amos, Beishamay say that it's 16 amos over here. The way they get to 16 amos is that it's, right, we're not talking about being sandwiched between two fields, we're being sandwiched between this and the fence. Right, so the as we know, Beishamai's shita is that in order for it to be chashiv, it needs to be 8 amos. The field itself, the new garden, the new vegetable garden needs to be 8 amos itself. So that's 8, and you need 4 amos of workspace, and also 4 amos that doesn't like interfere well and weaken the wall. Like if you work too closely to the geder, to the wall, it'll weaken the wall. So anyway, there's a 4 amma distance from that. There's a 4 amma distance from the wall. So if you have 4 amma's distance from the wall, and then 4 amma's of workspace, and then you have 8 amma's of the field, of the garden field itself, or the wheat field itself, so that's good. 16 amma's in total. And of course, Beis Hillel says, you don't need 8 amma's, you only need 4 amma's for it to be chashiv. So we're going to just do 4 amma's less. So Beis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel omrim, shtemes re amos, only 12 amos. Ezo hi karachas hakerem, how much is the karachas of the kerem? Kerem shecharav, what is ezo hi? What is the karachas of the kerem? So, as I just explained, but now it's going to make sense when you see the words. Kerem shecharav emtsiaso, it's a vineyard where the inside of the field was like destroyed, cleared out. There's no more vines in the vineyard in this middle. Ein sham shesh esrei amos, if there's only 16 amos, or you don't have 16 amos, this is according to Beis Hillel, obviously. We're assuming halacha like Beis Hillel, and therefore 16 amos, lo yavi zera l'sham, you're not allowed to bring any other zera there. It's a vineyard. Hayusham Sheshes Reama, but if you have 16 Amos, and the current, again, base Hillel, no sin lo kidei avodaso, you put, right, so you, there's, you do, give a certain amount, 4 amos, for its work, meaning there's a 4 amos space for the vineyard, that's part of the vineyard, you don't plant there, vizorea samosar, and you plant in the rest, right? So this is as we just said, right? So basically it says if you have 16 amos, so 4 amos on each side is considered the work area of the vineyard, and then the middle 8 amos is yours to plant in. Ve'ezo, and again, continuing just through Beis Hillel, we're holding like Beis Hillel. Ve'ezuhu mechol hakerem. What's mechol hakerem? So that's bein kerem legader. Legader. It's between the vineyard and the fence. Ein sham shteim esrei ama. If you don't have 12 amos, lo yavizera l'sham. Hayusham shteim esrei ama. But if you have 12 amos, no sin lo kedei avodoso. You give enough space for the four amos for workspace. Vezorei asashar. And Rashi just says that, you know, but not the wall space. You have 4 amos for the wall as well. And then you plant in the rest of this area. That's what this means. And but the bottom line, if you got a little confused on the Kiloyan piece, which is fair, and that's why we do Chazara, and that's why I'll put what we have picture books, and we'll send the charts. But the main point of what we're trying to get at is that these amos are five tefach amos. Sorry, a 6 tefach amos, which is a chumrah. And that's why Rav Nachman chooses 6 amos. V'ha ikarit sufim ba'arba amos delakula. But there's a different halacha that if you have ritzufim, consecutive rows that within four, if they're within 4 amos of each other, if they're less than 4 amos, this does not constitute a kerem, a vineyard, if it's less than 4 amos. And then that's a kula, because then you only have to keep them a few tefachim apart. You don't have all these chumras of a vineyard. If it's not considered a vineyard, it's only a few consecutive rows within 4 amos. That doesn't have the chumras of a vineyard. So there's a kula. Ditznan, as we learned in the Mishnah. Kerem ha-natua al pachos mi-arba amos. If you have a vineyard that's planted less than 4 amos, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ain't no kerem. Rabbi Shimon says that's not a kerem, and you don't have these chumros. So if you tell us there's a smaller measurement, or sorry, if you tell us it's a larger measurement, that these 4 amos are actually 6 tefach amos, so you're making it harder for me to call it a kerem, which is a good thing, because the kerem comes with chumros. So by using a larger measure, you're making it easier for me to not call it a kerem, and not have all these chumros, so it's a kula. And then this Mishnah continues. Kerem, v'roen esa and soyim kiilu enam kiilu enam. And the Chachamim argue though, and they say that we view the kerem as if the middle ones are as if, meaning the different species are as if they're not there. Okay. So any bottom lines, we have a kula. So as we said before, first answer, kirabanan da amri havi kerem. Well, maybe Rav Nachman doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon with this kula, and he says no, the 4 amos thing is not as you think, and therefore there's not really no kula here. V'bayisem, if you want to say another answer, li'ol Rabbi Shimon, maybe he holds like Rabbi Shimon. But v'rov amos kamar, when Rav Nachman said that all the amos by kiloyim are 6 tefach amos, didn't mean all of them, but most of them, but not this one over here, where kula would come out. Rather, he holds that a 5 tefach am over here, and therefore it would be a chumrah. And that's a biased interpretation of Rav Nachman. However, tomorrow we're going to deal with Rav Rava, Mishnah, Rav Nachman, Amar, something else. Rava has a different opinion within Rav Nachman, but that's the bottom line in the framework of this Amar.